Our next report comes from Hill City. Matt Aleva is the science teacher there, and our reporters are Nellie and Hannah.
Hello, this is Nellie.
And Hannah.
With the phenology report from the Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest during the week of September 14th through September 18th, 2020.
On the phenology trail, the red osier dogwood 45% color change in the bark is a deep rusty red color. The speckled alder has no color change, and the leaves show evidence of being eaten by some types of insects. And also many leaves have brown spots on them.
Buckthorn show no color change. The highbush cranberry trees show a 10% color change and only one berry is present on the tree. The bark is a gray pencil lead color.
Beaked hazel tree has 10% color change. The white bur oak has 20% color change.
In the Hill City School area, we observed there was frost on the ground Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Teal and wood ducks are migrating.
More birds have activity. Lakes and Marison Brook water temperature and temperature in cold and dropping, and a lot of squirrel activity.
Diana and Hannah observed geese in their yards. There seems to be an increase in roadkill animals.
Sage had a bear in her yard eating the bird seed. Seventh graders are seeing bears and bear sons. Nellie observed a fox named Joe moving through her yard on multiple occasions.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Thanks, kids. Nice job. Lots of good things going on down there. I'm glad to hear you're back in the forest and that you are doing a good job estimating the color change on your plants. It'll be interesting to hear how that develops over the fall.